This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, Brian. Wow, I am still full.
Yeah, I'm surprised I'm not asleep right now after all that turkey.
A lot of tryptophan got you all messed up, huh? But what a great holiday. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. How was yours?
It was great. It was great. Happy to get back in studio. This is going to be a fun and impactful conversation. We're joined this morning by Abby Wexler. She's a program coordinator with the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta and the Children's Christmas Parade. Abby, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. And how was your Thanksgiving?
It was wonderful. Always good and yummy.
Oh, yeah. Always. So, Abby, we're here principally to talk about this great Christmas parade. But I would be remiss not to give you a chance to tell us about Children's Healthcare of Atlanta.
Of course. So I've been with Children's for a little over 4 years now. And Children's is a fantastic facility, one of the largest pediatric facilities in the country and absolutely in the Southeast. Annually, we see around 360,000 patients a year.
Wow.
So we're treating kids in every single county in the state of Georgia, as well as much of the Southeast. And typically, we've treated kids in over 43 states in the U.S. So we're seeing kids with chronic and complex diseases, as well as cancer patients or simple broken bones. So a little bit of everything.
Well, we're well aware of the important work that Children's is doing. So thank you for your continued efforts there.
Well, then let's talk about a little bit about the Children's Parade, the Christmas Parade. Tell us about it.
Of course. So now that Thanksgiving is over, it's time to start thinking about Christmas. And the parade is coming up on Saturday, December 5th. Mm. And it is in Midtown Atlanta on Peachtree Street.
Mm.
So the parade has been in Atlanta for the last 35 years. We're celebrating our 35th anniversary.
All right.
Yeah, it's a big one for Children's. Children's itself is celebrating the 100th anniversary here in Atlanta.
Whoa.
And then the parade with 35 years. Yeah, so we are celebrating a bunch. So we are in Midtown on Peachtree Street. It kicks off this next Saturday on 16th and Peachtree and continues from to 5th and Peachtree.
Yeah, that's a great stretch of a road to have that parade on. So now I understand this is a charity event. So who does the parade benefit? Tell us about that partnership.
Of course. So all proceeds from the parade, from our sponsorships, and from our bleacher ticket sales come back to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Each year, we select an area of the hospital that particularly needs funding. And this year's area is called Family Support Services. So this area is one of my favorite in the hospital and actually doesn't have anything to do with medically treating the kids. It is an area that treats the patients. We consider it to be the whole child. Mm. It's spiritually and mentally, emotionally, while they're in our care. So individuals like our librarians, our chaplains who are at the hospitals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to meet with families and those patients. Also our child life specialists who engage with the patients in an area called play therapy. So they are more comfortable while they're at our hospital. And even our therapy dogs. We have, I think it's 11 dogs. I think it's 11 dogs at the hospital who are actually employees of Children's.
Oh, wow.
So I know, it's crazy.
That's cool.
So we have patients who unfortunately are in our care for months at a time. So just imagine if they had a dog who was back at home with them that they never get to see, how special it is to them to have this golden retriever come into their room and really warm their heart while they're in our care. So that's where all the proceeds from the parade this year are going.
Well, what an incredibly important part of the hospital to have the proceeds go to.
Well, it's one thing to fix what's broken, right? But that soul, it takes such an emotional toll on both the child and the family.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right. Abby Wexler will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, and we're back with Abby Wexler, Program Coordinator, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta and Children's Christmas Parade.
Well, Abby, Sane and I are kind of like best friends, but unfortunately, he never told me that he was going to be at this event. Is this true? He's going to be there?
Of course it is. All what right. would a parade be without Santa?
That's right. Exactly.
But, you know, you will have to stay or tune in for the entire thing so that you can see Santa grace Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But it's really a great way to kick off the holiday season you and your family and really just welcome the season into the city.
Sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. That fellow does get around, doesn't he? So now sadly, but exciting. It sounds like the Breakfast with Santa is sold out too. So that's a good sign, right?
Yes, it is. You know, if you are a fan of Breakfast with Santa and getting pictures with your kids, definitely mark it on your calendar for 2016. It will be something that we do again, but tickets sell out very quickly. Mm-hmm. It's an awesome event and I would absolutely encourage families to do something like that.
So tell us something about the performances and the participants in the parade. What can people expect to see?
We have all sorts of things. It's kind of a melting pot of performances and participants. We have anything from high-flying helium balloons, just like you would see at the Macy's Thanksgiving parade. Mm-hmm. We've got Thomas the Train, elves. We even have Monopoly Man, first ever. He was created just for this parade. We also have things like the Southeastern Llama Association, where I never knew that something like this existed until I started working on the parade. But llama owners will bring their llamas and dress them up and walk them down the parade route. It's crazy,
that's
but
awesome.
Funny to
that's
see.
Funny, yeah.
We have bands from all across Atlanta, even one from Chattanooga and Virginia. And then we also have people like the 501 First Star Wars Stormtroopers, which I think is absolutely appropriate for the movie release.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Now, I want to make a real critical point here. I indicated that the Breakfast with Santa was sold out, but that does not mean that you can't go to the parade. The bleacher ticket's still available, yes?
Yes, we do still have bleacher tickets available. So those are set up on Peachtree Street between 11th and 12th Street. It's also our TV zone. So that's where all of the performances will be happening. Any special things we have going on the parade will occur in that zone. So families, of course, can set up all along Peachtree Street with their tailgating chairs and blankets. But if you don't want to get up super early and drag your kids to the parade, we do encourage you to purchase bleacher seats, which are available online at choa.org/parade.
Okay. Well, say I'm at home but I still want to catch the parade. Is this a live broadcast?
It is. We are lucky enough to team up with WSB TV, ABC on Channel 2.
Awesome.
And they will be broadcasting the event live from 10:30 a.m. to noon on December 5th. So if it's a little too cold for you outside or you just couldn't get it together that morning, absolutely tune in. You can see the whole thing from the comfort of your couch.
All right. Very, very cool. Now, I imagine you have some cool sponsors. Tell us about some of them.
We do. We've had some we've been blessed with some sponsors who have been with us for years. Arrow Exterminators, they have been in this parade for 15 plus years.
Wow. Mm.
They always request some sort of creepy crawly creature. they've in the past been the three blind mice, sometimes spiders, something that exterminators can get out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
We also have been partners with Wells Fargo. For years, they bring their stagecoach out, which always adds a nice element to the parade. And then we have other partners like Kids Are Kids and Comfy Critters, which is actually those fun little towel blanket animals that kids like to wear on their head. So got all sorts of sponsors who really come together and support the hospital, which we are extremely thankful for.
Yeah, Brian loves those animals.
I do. They're my favorite.
Now, obviously, you just listed some great sponsors, and there's way the proceeds from this parade do benefit children's. Are there other ways people can support the work that you're doing?
Of course. You know, we are a nonprofit, so we depend on community support. And typically, children's treats, about 55% of our patients are on some sort of government reimbursed health care or are on no insurance at all. So children's incurs about $97 million in unreimbursed clinical care. So we're always asking for support, and we appreciate anything that individuals can give. You can go online to our website. It's choa.org/give. If you're in the holiday spirit and interested in donating, we launch a holiday campaign starting the 1st of December.
Outstanding. And looking ahead to 2016, any cool things coming from Children's that we should be aware of?
Of course. We've got some great things on the horizon. Anyone who's native to Atlanta, or if you just moved here with kids, and if you had to grace one of our facilities, and I always hope that people don't, you might have gathered that we are very, very busy with seeing so many patients a year, practically a million patient visits at our hospital. So we actually are hoping to break ground on an area at I-85 and North Druid Hills, where the Bell South building was recently demoed in a huge PR launch by Children's called Cape Day. We are establishing an ambulatory care center.
Great stuff.
And that is to treat a lot of patients with complex or chronic diseases. So patients who are coming to our facility often because they have a disease that needs to be checked on fairly regularly. So in order to alleviate some of the stress on our other facilities like Scottish Rite and Eggleston, we are hoping to establish this new facility that will spread out our care throughout Atlanta.
Well, good luck on that. That's such an important extension of the important work that you're already doing. So, Abby, sadly, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, a couple of things. How can people get in touch with you should they have questions? Where can they learn more about all the great things that Children's is doing, including support, and then finally, details on the parade?
If you need to get in touch with me, I would actually encourage you to visit the parade website at choa.org/parade. My name, contact information is listed on there, so feel free to send me an email or give me a call. If you are interested in learning more about Children's and the care we offer and the patients we treat, also visit our website or visit our Facebook page at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta on Facebook. There are some incredible and inspirational stories that are shared from our patients there. It's a great way to get a little bit of love in your life that day. And also, they do share interesting and the facts that your family might need to know about flu season or healthy tips, things like that.
Yeah, good stuff. Abby Wexler, Program Coordinator with Children's Healthcare of Atlanta and Children's Christmas Parade. Abby, enjoy your rest of your holiday and thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right, back to leftovers, but that's it for this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate that rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Abby Wexler, my co-host Brian Nonnie, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.